Okay, hi, it's Martin Compton. I'm here with Julie and Evelyn, and they're going to talk about technology in their specialist area.
Or lack of technology.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Julie and I work in Education Bradford, and we do have quite a lot of technology available, but we find our biggest problem is the time to actually set things up so that we can use things that are new. We've been trained on interactive whiteboards, but having the time to actually convert all our PowerPoints to interactive use is something that we don't have.
I think the technology we do use, we use very well, though. I think the PowerPoints we use are used to quite a good extent, aren't they?
They are. I mean, we bring in animations, cartoons, we use pictures, we know how to make things fly in, move out, etc. So
we animate our PowerPoints very well. Mm. We also insert hyperlinks in, don't we, so we can zoom straight to YouTube if we need to do that.
Mm. So by doing that, it makes it more fun, because there's nothing worse than sitting watching a PowerPoint, especially one that's full of lots of different underlined bits and font that's far too small and you can't really read it properly. I think we've learned that you need to keep it simple and clear, and if you do that, then it makes it much more fun for the person using it.
I think that's the first thing we did actually at the beginning, was to reduce the amount of content on each slide, didn't we? Instead of putting actually lots of words on it, we took away vast amounts of words and used other visual imagery, didn't we, to represent things.
Yes, we did. And that made the biggest difference initially, I think, in what the students actually got from what we were doing.
Mm-hmm. Although the evaluations sometimes still say that they have death by PowerPoint, even though from our judgment actually it's quite good.
Yes, they haven't sat through some of the PowerPoints we've sat through, which is what makes the difference.
Well, we should start off with a really, really bad PowerPoint and then hit them, and then they'll appreciate when we actually do give them good PowerPoints.
Yes, I think that might be something. One thing I think we could use, because we have the facility and we don't use, is recordings like this one, because we don't give them anything. They can say, we've recorded something, have a listen, see what you think. Use that to influence your teaching methods.
Well, what do you mean? But I think that's quite difficult in the way we work, in that we rely so much on discussion and so much on exploring things by getting information from them, but that would really be hard to do.
Okay, can I interject in the conversation at the moment?
No.
I hope that was useful, and as an illustration, I hope that this works.